Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to our favorite part of the show when we want to mix things up, and that is the mix bag. Frog boy, what do we have today in the mix baggy bag?
We continue to unpack biggest trade in recent memory as more and more opinions seem to be spilling out. Let's start with one that we haven't really discussed too much.
Caleb Martin to Dallas.
Correct. That is the one that I was waiting for. Kyrie Irving.
Oh.
Yes, Kyrie Irving finally breaks his silence and says that he's still grieving the Luka trade.
You know, you just don't imagine that you're going to get ready to go to sleep and then you find out news like that. You know, so it's still a grieving process right now. Miss my hermano. You know, we had a lot of time together. This is a weird case in NBA history to be a part of.
Wow. Wow. This is his hermano.
Yeah. I've got to unmute Leroy. Say that again, Leroy. Sorry, I apologize.
He's 25.
Yeah, for sure. I don't understand that hermano thing. He's not Spanish. That's not Spanish. No one's Spanish there.
I think Luka does speak Spanish.
What's Slovenian?
Brate. Brate.
Brate.
He doesn't call him his brate.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'll call him my brate.
Okay.
No, yeah, yes,
26.
What are you going to call KD?
Whatever he wants. Wait,
so let's figure this one out. You would praise Pat Riley.
Yep.
And the Heat organization.
Mm-hmm.
If they end up trading Jimmy Butler and getting Kevin Durant.
I don't want to give up where.
Did you hear what I said? If they get rid of Jimmy and KD ends up on the team, you might have to.
I don't want to give up where.
You can't give up where. He's the only one on your team that really is a true center.
I really don't want to give up Nico. I love Nico, dude. I'm going to have a talk with myself. I need to go for a walk. That's my guy.
I mean,
that's my guy.
You can make that money right with Terry.
Oh, man.
But you know Nico would... You know Nico, Nico, if he was going to get traded... If anybody was going to get traded with Jimmy, it would be Nico because he loves Jimmy.
Mm. True.
He's just going to bring... You know, like, he's going to be... He's going to... I mean, man, he was so... I mean, he got cooked by that Valensis fella. Mm. But he was cooking yesterday, too. I mean, his shot was falling. I love the way that he's playing.
How about Jimmy and Dunks?
It's too much money. That doesn't work, dude. You keep making.
You have to get somebody back.
No, but they can't. There's so much. There's only so much salary that team can take back because of their apron situation.
The apron.
Oh. Huh?
So it's basically. It would basically be one of
it's
the.
It's funny how you can spit this out, but I asked you a little bitty old hockey question, and you hyperventilate. Oh my
God, like, where is the Four Nations?
I gotta figure that out, by the way, before cat talk. What else you got in the mixed bag?
We're gonna hear from some more people directly involved. Another point of view, not a lot of people are considering.
Hmm?
Anthony Davis.
Nobody cares about Anthony Davis. Nobody cares about Anthony Davis.
This has been deemed the Luka trade.
The Luka trade.
We don't even know. We forgot about Anthony Davis. This is the Luka trade.
People, I saw somewhere online, they're like, people are treating Anthony Davis like he's Hassan Whiteside. They completely forgot that this guy's pretty good. Anyway, this was his reaction to being traded, surprisingly.
I was shocked.
Everyone else?
Like I said, I didn't know. I was actually at home about to watch a movie with my wife and got the phone call. So I had no idea. I just sent the team text about congratulations on a win against the Knicks, big win. And then looking forward to Tuesday's game against the Clippers as far as standing purposes. And then found out, an hour later, I was no longer with the team. So I was in shock, obviously. Had no idea that it was happening. Now it's, I'm kind of over it and just kind of, getting ready to play with Dallas.
Quick turnaround. Imagine that. You're going to have dinner, watch a movie. Good win, fellas. See you on Thursday.
Yeah, but here's the kicker. It happened damn near in the middle of the night.
Yeah. 9 o'clock over there, though.
No, yeah, we were there. I saw it, and I was like, no, nah, and then Tobin.
I was like, we were walking back from the arena. We just had watched, we watched Leroy lose a bad beat.
Oh, my God.
And then we watched the boxing match, and then we were walking out of the arena, and I look. We were walking past the bootleggers.
Ah.
And we're like, just like stopped to look at my phone. I'm like, excuse me?
You had to make sure it wasn't Sham Shams.
Yeah. I didn't, because it was funny, because I saw the first thing I saw was a Bleacher Report notification. It wasn't even a tweet. And I was like, nah, come on. This has got to be one of those stupid Bleacher Report hypothetical. Oh my God! Phone was too hot.
Can we think of a player that at that age with that good that's been traded at 25? I'm thinking, I can't even think of how old was Kareem when he got traded. That's the only thing I can think. That's the closest thing I can think of.
All right, let's
take it. I think he was.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's around 30.
Let's take a little looky-loo. 27.
Yeah. So
that was his last. I can't think, last year in Milwaukee.
Shaq just left, right? He wasn't traded.
I mean, LeBron.
LeBron was traded, but
yeah, LeBron left it for him. He was 25.
But that the decision was kind of, that it wasn't just a trade.
No, but I would say. Even with the thing with the I can speak with the decision, even with the decision, the overwhelming thought was there's no shot he's leaving Cleveland, but there was buzz about him going to Miami. It's not right. Like it came out of nowhere.
Correct.
It was the Heat's
correct.
Plan. Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade had already signed. So everybody had to wait because nobody really knew. Even Bosh and Wade have said, like, he went dark on us. We didn't hear from him. So, like, obviously the gravity of the decision in basketball history will go down as bigger. But just pure shock. I think the Luka trade was more shocking.
Yes. Yes. Because I can't think of any other trade where you were just
anything else in sports? Like, is there one that like even comes?
I remember. I want to say, was it Marshall Faulk was traded for Eric Dick? Was it Eric Dickerson? No. I'm trying to think. I can't really.
They traded him from the Colts to the Rams for a second and fifth round pick.
Okay, no. Let me see. Because like running backs have been traded, like Jerome Bettis. You're thinking Marshall Faulk got traded. In basketball, you get traded beforehand, so you don't know how great they are because Kobe was not drafted by the Lakers. And there's some other players like that who, I mean, think Brett Favre was traded.
He wasn't Brett Favre, you know?
Nope, he wasn't Brett Favre. He was just,
you know, like this is, like who's been this good? And they're just like, nah, no thanks, see ya. That's the other part of it. Like, even with other stuff, it's like typically the player's the bad guy. He walks away.
Right.
He leaves. He's out.
Right.
What organization decides to say, I don't think he can do this anymore. I don't think he's going to be this. We've seen, like, when you make a trade like this, you're essentially saying unless the owners are real cheapskates, but the way they're painting it is, the way they've painted it is, we don't think he can be worth the richest contract in NBA history when all he's done is play like a player who deserves the richest contract in basketball history.
Right. I got to tell you, Fat Luka can still ball.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know what kind of basketball are they talking about.
I'm looking at the, obviously with this trade going down, a lot of people are going to reflect on the biggest blockbuster trades in history. And even when you go through the list, you may find people who were potentially as talented as Luka, but no one nearly this young. The only other one in basketball that they mentioned here that is a similar shocking blockbuster trade was when Kevin Garnett got dealt to the Celtics. But by then, what, he was 10 years in the league, 11 years in the league?
Like, yeah, I mean, that's right. A good comparison just because that was similar to they gave him the sweetheart deal that was negotiated amongst friends.
Yeah.
You know, so that was one of those things where, you know, was it Angel McHale? Like they both like, you go, haven't been nothing.
Yeah. I mean, can we think of like there's been some trades, like I want to say, remember the two point guards got together in New York. One of them came in and got traded, and they didn't think that would work. I'm trying to think of the two guys back in the day. But I can't think of like even when Zoe got traded here, it wasn't like this.
No. They have this trade at the top of the list, by the way. They have it above Babe Ruth to the Yankees. They have it above Chamberlain to the Sixers. They got it above Gretzky to the Kings. So this may be – it's hard to find a similar situation because this may
well,
be
well, because all those
trade.
Guys were older.
Yeah. I think Chamberlain was 28, and then everybody else was you know, approaching 30.
Right. So –
Herschel Walker to the Vikings? Were you around for...
That was... There's two trades in football that ring in my head because of what was given up. So the first one is Herschel Walker because Dallas got so many picks, it built their dynasty in the 90s. So that's why that trade is significant. Because they traded to the Vikings and got so much in return, it kind of built that franchise for the first half of the 90s. The other one would be what Mike Ditka did to get Ricky Williams.
Oh, yeah.
He traded every pick in the draft. So,
every pick?
Yes. God. All his other picks.
You think he had to get the seventh? He could have got away with just six of them, you know?
Back then, the draft was 12 rounds, too.
12?
When I was drafted, it was bigger, longer than that. More than 12 rounds.
The 12 of you. Look at yourselves. You're not as good as Ricky.
We'll take it.
So those are the only two, like, deals that I could think of where, like, one team mortgaged the future and the other team wanted a guy at any cost.
That being said, Anthony Davis, yeah, sorry, dude. We forgot about you.
Yeah, wow.
Take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Cook up a special dinner with USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound. And for that special someone on Valentine's Day, Debbie Lilly Design Dozen Roses for $24.99. Large pack of 2 pound strawberries or 18 ounce blueberries, $4.99 each. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.